Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. I'm Welton Gaddy. Christmas gift. That was the way my mother used to greet people who called our house during the holiday season as I was growing up. Christmas gift instead of hello. Earlier this past week, on Tuesday evening, I did the Rachel Maddow Show to talk about the subject that has hung over our nation like a heavy plague for recent days. The children who died, the parents who grieved, the teachers who lost their lives in that awful tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut. I was sitting in the green room waiting to go on the show, visiting with the producer of the show, when all of a sudden the words coming from Rachel's mouth shut up both of us tightly, quickly. She was reporting the news. The governor from Michigan, who vetoed legislation of the Republican Party, his party in the Michigan legislature, legislation that would have increased the distribution of guns in new places. He said no. I heard her talk about the music industry withdrawing the third most popular song in the nation because of the words that just didn't mesh with what had gone on in Connecticut and what was going on in the nation. Hollywood shut down two premieres of movies that were highly hyped and intended to go right to the top of the chart. And it all seems so strange. I turned to the producer and I said, you know, I never in my life expected to hear that newscast. This nation is at a unique moment in its history. The people in this nation have been so highly offended and so deeply hurt by the needless deaths of innocent children that even people who have been very cautious about gun control in the nation as a slippery slope, even those people are saying right now, maybe we should do something. Perhaps we should take another look at assault weapons. We can hunt without those weapons. We can do better, still loving guns for sports and for hunting that don't have to be distributed in the nation to put firearms in the hands of killers. Strangely, earlier that day, I had been watching ESPN television, and two basketball coaches, both in strategic situations of games won and lost that they should have been talking about in their press conferences after the games, talked about gun control. And both of them saying, we have to do something. Our nation has an opportunity and a time to do something we've never done before. As I walked home that evening, past Rockefeller Center and the ice skating rink, watching lights blink on and off all around me, sounds of Christmas filling the air, all of the activities of Christmas are in the stores going on around me, I suddenly realized I was not paying attention to any of it. And it's not because I wasn't ready to receive the blessings of all of the Christmas season. It was because Christmas had just come another way to all of us, even to people who don't celebrate Christmas. Christmas gift, my mother said. Right. It came this year in a strange way. It came with Thanksgiving being spoken for the opportunity of change while tears of grief were still running down my face. Christmas gift, a unique moment, a president ready to change gun laws, a nation eager for more peace and tranquility and safety. Christmas gift, my mother said. Yes, Christmas gift for all of us. Now let's take it, run with it, and create a better society. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Please visit us online at stateofbelief.com to find out more about the show, hear extended interviews, read transcripts, and sign up for our podcasts. You can learn about the new State of Belief app for iPhone and Android devices so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere. Share your thoughts on what you've heard on Facebook and Twitter. Contact information is available at stateofbelief.com, including the toll-free listener line, 800-856-0277. And as always, we encourage you to tell others about the show and encourage them to listen to join conversations about what we're talking about here. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Please become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. We need you. And join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief. The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see, Welton.